The latest study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that the rates of suicide have increased in nearly every state in the U.S. between 1999 and 2016. The study received a lot of attention, with many people asking why.
Joining us to discuss the findings is one of the authors of the CDC study. Dr. Alex Crosby is Surveillance Branch Chief in the Division of Violence Prevention. Dr. Crosby, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
You're one of the authors of the recent CDC study that received a lot of attention, and it concluded that suicide rates increased in nearly every state in the U.S. between 1999 and 2016. Were you surprised by those findings, or was that a trend that you saw coming?
One of the things that motivated us to do this study was that in monitoring the national rates of suicide, that we had observed that the suicide rates across the country were going up. Part of the reason we did that study was to see how it might have been very different in different states, what was happening in regards to the rates. So while we suspected that some states had been going up, we didn't realize, you know, what the magnitude was going to be, and so we wanted to try to measure that.
And how significant was the increase?
It was pretty high. In over half of the states in the United States, the suicide rate had increased by more than 30%. When we looked at state-by-state rates, that pretty much you could identify 44 states in which the suicide rates had gone up what we call statistically significant. So when we measure that, that's our ability to say that this is a real increase.
And did you find any sort of parallels between, like, economic issues or healthcare issues in the many places that the rate did go up?
When we looked at two different aspects of how we could measure what was happening in regards to the rates, one was looking at death certificate information. And death certificate information, while it's very good for measuring the causes of death, and that was the one in which we were able to identify what was happening, you know, state by state, it doesn't tell us very much about what are some of the underlying factors or some of the things that might have precipitated the suicide. And so we used a second data source, the National Violent Death Reporting System, in which we tried to look at some of the circumstances associated with suicides in 27 of the states. The reason that one didn't cover all the states is that that system has been gradually increasing the number of states. And at the time that we did the study, using the data from 2015, there were only 27 states in that particular data system. We couldn't answer specifically exactly what was behind the increases. What we could do is, based on other research, identify some of the factors that have been connected to suicides in the past. Some research has shown that the economy can play a role in increasing suicides, that when the economy is in a decline, suicide rates tend to go up. When the economy is getting better, suicide rates tend to go down. We also note that substance abuse, especially opioid-related substance abuse, has been going up in the United States. Well, substance abuse is a risk factor for suicidal behavior, so that could have also contributed to what was going on. So there are several different factors that, at the same time that the suicide rates were going up, those factors may have been changing. And suicide is a complex human phenomenon in which there's no really one thing that puts a person at risk or causes a person to engage in suicidal behavior. So it was probably a combination of different factors that played a role.
I don't know how long suicide rates have been measured, but if you could put this in perspective, have we ever seen such a significant rise before, or is this really new territory?
This is new territory for us to be able to identify what was going on in a state-by-state fashion. When we look historically at suicide rates in the United States, we are able to go back to 1933. That was the first year for which we had all of the, you know, at that point, 48 states in the vital statistics system. And actually, we did see very high rates of suicide back during the Great Depression. And there have been some studies that have tried to look at some of the national trends in suicide over time, but not many, and we believe that this was one of the first, to really look at what was happening in a state-by-state fashion.
You mentioned that there's no one reason that leads to suicide, but, you know, many of us think about mental health issues, depression, and those kinds of things leading to suicide. Is there a clear relationship between an increase in mental health issues and suicide?
We don't know about an increase, but that is definitely a major risk factor for suicidal behavior, is the issue of mental illness. When we looked at our second data source, and that was that National Violent Death Reporting System, one of the things we found when we looked at that system, because it did report on what were some of the precipitating events for suicide, that actually some of the leading identified risk factors had to do with relationship problems or job problems, financial problems. And mental illness was identified in less than half of those that had died as a result of suicide. Now, that's when we talk about, was it identified? So there may have been others that may have been at risk, but at least in regards to those for whom it was identified, relationship problems were the biggest risk factor. I think that, again, kind of points back to the issue that suicide oftentimes results from multiple factors. And while we realize that mental illness is a major risk factor, including things like substance abuse, we know that it's oftentimes other factors, and that, you know, people that have, whether it's clinical depression or bipolar disorder, many of them, and actually the majority of them, don't die as a result of suicide. But those that do oftentimes have other factors that are involved.
I know you looked state by state, but did you look into the demographics, and was there any difference in the increase in suicide between men and women, or older people and younger people?
Yes, we did look at the demographics, and while across the board, you know, the rates were increasing overall, it was actually increasing a little bit faster among women. And we did find that there was a difference in regards to the different states, that we found that there were about 30 states in which the rates had increased for males, but closer to 40 states in which the rates had increased for females. And as I mentioned, the rates for females were increasing a little bit faster. While overall rates of suicide are still higher among males, they were increasing at a faster rate for females. We also looked at, you know, some different age groups. And one of the things that had been noted in other studies is that what's been happening in regards to suicides, especially in the early 2000s up through the mid-2000s, is that the population where it had been increasing the fastest is working-age adults, especially those in their 30s, 40s, 50s, early 60s. We did find that, again, in our study, when you look at it state by state, is that that middle-age population, especially that working-age population, were where the rates were going up the fastest. But in looking at some of the vital statistics, the death certificate data, deaths due to suicide were going up in almost every age group. When you look at those above the age of 10, very small numbers in regards to suicide among those that are pre-adolescent, but there are still some, that the rates were going up among those all the way from 10 up to those that are 74. In every age group, it was going up. Some groups going up faster.
All this research, all this information that you were able to gather, is there anything that you learned, particularly from the states that didn't have as big a suicide increase, about what needs to change in our society to bring the suicide rates down?
One of the things that we're looking into now, and you know, our study was primarily looking at those that had died as a result of suicide. So in following that up, part of what we did at CDC was contacting some of the states, but then we've also put together what was called a technical package. And what that is we looked at evidence-based programs to see which were the ones that were successful in regards to suicide prevention. Now, what we didn't do and we are following up with is what states are doing with those evidence-based programs. And there are some states that are doing much more coordinated kind of activities to try to address suicide rates. But we're working with several states to try to develop a focused, coordinated, community-based approach to suicide prevention, in which it looks at some of those risk groups. You know, is it looking at middle-aged adults, especially middle-aged males? Is it looking at populations like veterans or other populations that may have increased vulnerability to suicide, and being able to focus efforts on those particular populations and then be able to do something to try to lower what's happening there?
We really appreciate you sharing all this information with us today. Thanks so much, Dr. Crosby.
You're quite welcome.